सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। ॐ चाप्टर् 2 वर्स् नम्बर् 62 ध्यायतो विषयान् पुंसः सङ्गस्तेषूपजायते सङ्गास्सञ्जायते कामः कामात् क्रोधोभिजायते क्रोधात् भवति सम्मोहः सम्मोहास्मृतिविभ्रमः स्मृतिर्भ्रंशाद् बुद्धिनाशः बुद्धिनाशात् प्रणश्यति लॉर्ड कृष्णा डीलिंग विद द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ ए स्थितप्रज्ञः Sthitaprajna means a wise person who is established in Atma Jnanam. Sthitaprajna Esyana, whose knowledge is firm, whose knowledge is steady, firm, doubtless, clear knowledge. What is that knowledge? I am Atma. I am free from body, mind, anatma. Body, mind cannot touch me, the Atma, because the body, mind has got all opposite attributes. I am different from that matter, body, mind. I cannot be the body, mind. It is like a shadow. It is like a dream for Jnani. Just as the dream objects are not at all real for a waker, just as the dream objects are all not at all real for a waker, in the same manner, for Jnani also, even though this body, mind are tangibly experienceable, even though this body, mind, both are tangibly experienceable, gross level body is experienceable, subtle level mind is also experienceable, but still he knows that that is only a matter, energy in motion. He knows that. Therefore what? Therefore he is not disturbed even when anything happens in the body-mind complex. Is not disturbed internally. The tranquility always is maintained, just as the ocean. Just as the ocean. Don't ask me tsunami. Occasionally tsunami comes. Generally, see the magnanimity of the ocean in the middle, but in front of the ocean some just waves they may come, but they will not disturb the ocean. Why? Ocean knows that. The waters knows that all these waves are non-different from me. They are my manifestation only. One big wave, one another small wave, another wave, they are all coming. They are not separate from me, they cannot exist separate from me. That water knows, that's why it looks at all its vibhutis. Adi madri jnani, atma is like a waters in the ocean. Just this raga, dvesha, manas, buddhi, whatever it is going on in the anatma level, it's like a waves. Such a person. Is called sthita prajna. So such a sthita prajna, how he has reached to that state? How he has reached to that state? Because of atmanatma viveka, because of lot of sadhana, shama, dama, sadhana he has done. Therefore he has understood that truth. Therefore, what are all sadhanas practiced by a sthita prajnaha, they have to be practiced by whom? The mumukshu, a Vedantic student. For what sake? For the assimilation of knowledge. Converting the knowledge into a confirmation. Converting the knowledge into a confirmation fact. It is satyam. Doubt-free knowledge. So that assimilation is the primary sadhana. Assimilation is the primary sadhana. Just as a person study, lot of degrees he acquired. After getting degrees and all, he has to get what? Job. Degrees and all for what sake? To get a job. Job is for what sake? To get a salary. Salary for what sake? To be happy, to get things and to be happy. So he knows that this study is for the purpose of that. Is it not? Every student knows when they are studying, why I am studying? I want to get good job, high post. Like that, we are also Gita students. Our MBA student, MCA student, engineering student. What we are here? We are also students only. What students we are? Gita students. What Gita? Bhagavad Gita students. What is our aim? When I am studying Bhagavad Gita, what is my aim? What for I am studying? This knowledge, Atma, Anatma, Viveka, what for? The purpose is, by getting this Atma, Anatma, Viveka, Jnanam, I understand I am Atma. By understanding, I can be free from sorrow. I can be free from sorrow for good, once for all. Dukkha Nivrittihi Inar. That is possible only when you assimilate that knowledge fully. So studying is the primary sadhana, shravanam. But assimilation is, for that sake you have to work for that. That assimilation is possible, again secondary sadhanas you have to take up. By just mere your intelligence, some extent you can grasp Bhagavad Gita. But the fact has to be convinced, no? It has to be convinced. I am Brahman. I am Satchidananda Atma. I have to confirm myself. That assimilation is possible for when you take secondary sadhanas, auxiliary sadhanas. Just like the doctor gives medicine. First, main medicine, adikvindi supportive. What is supportive? Some food habits he gives. If when you are taking this medicine to cure this disease, you have to take supportive sadhanas, you have to follow these food disciplines. main medicine when you are taking, you have to take supportive vitamins, supportive food habits also. We are following or not? Those who are all taking medicines, they are doing all these things. Like that, for Vedantic student also, what is the main medicine? Atmajnanam is the main medicine. Medicine for what? To cure what? Samsara bhavaroga. To cure the disease of samsara, main medicine is Atmajnanam. Atmajnanam is possible only by studying Shastra. I have taken, received the teaching, now I have to assimilate it. I have to make it firm. Otherwise, if you study 2 times, 3 times, 4 times of Bhagavad Gita, no use. Just I showed you an example, putting sugar continuously, not knowing the sweetness. அது மாதிரி நம்ம படிப்பு கூட அப்படி தான் இருக்கும். ஸ்டில் பண்ணணும். அந்த ஸ்டிரிங் பண்ணணும்னா ஏன் எசிமுலேட் ஆகலை? வை ஐ ஆம் நாட் ஏபிள் டு கன்வின்ஸ் மை செல்ஃப் இன்ஸ்பைட் ஆஃப் தட் சுவாமினி டீச்சிங் ஃப்ரம் பாஸ்ட் 12 இயர்ஸ். ஐ ஆம் டீச்சிங் ஃப்ரம் 12 இயர்ஸ். திஸ் இஸ் செகண்ட் கோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதா. வை ஐ ஆம் நாட் ஏபிள் டு எசிமுலேட்னா, அந்த செகண்டரி சாதனாஸ் ஆர் ஆக்சிலரி சாதனாஸ் யூ ஹவ் நாட் டேக்கன் கேர் ஆஃப் இன் த ஃபஸ்ட் கோர்ஸ். ஃபஸ்ட் கோர்ஸ் you have not taken care of that auxiliary sadhanas. What are they? Shama, dhamma, control of raga, dvesha, all these I have not taken care of. So this mumukshu has to take care of them. That's what Lord Krishna says here. Even after studying Shastra also, there is a possibility of raga, dvesha, kama, krodha. Just like that, one day, one night, raga, dvesha cannot disappear. It is a long-term process. What about this kama, krodha? When a student, a sadhaka, is studying Bhagavad Gita, this kama, krodha also will come. In the 62nd shloka, dhyayato vishayan pumsaha. Two culprits are there. Raga, dvesha, kama, krodha. Lord Krishna dealing with kama, krodha. These are the two culprits. They will not allow the person to assimilate the teaching. In spite of listening, we are not talking a person who is not attending Bhagavad Gita. We are talking a person who is sincerely attending Bhagavad Gita, writing notes, regularly attending, but still there is some, cyclone is taking place. Engyo tsunami illa swami ingeye varudhu enakku ullaye idu varudhu enna. Therefore he says dhyayato vishayan pumsaha. Pumsaha means when a person vishayan dhyayataha, when he is gone thinking about that sense object. Vishayan means sense objects. What are those sense objects? Shabda roopa, shabda sparsha roopa rasa gandha, sense objects. Our interaction is always with these 5. Either we see, or we hear, or we smell, or we taste, or we touch. Other than these 5, tell me anything. Other than these 5, is there any other interaction? 6th interaction is kadiyadu. 5 interactions. Either any one of this, or 2 sometimes. Now you are doing what? 2. You are seeing and talking. I am also seeing. You are not talking, you are listening. Okay. Your Srotra Indriyam, your Chakshur Indriyam is involving in my speech. My Vag Indriyam, my Chakshur Indriyam is active. Is the interaction. Like that we do umpteen interactions in the world. So, once you interact, no problem, but once you develop an attachment towards that object, that person, then only the problem comes. That's why he says dhyayataha. Attachment of meditation. Meditation with what? Attachment. What particular object to which I am attached to? In the computer, there is a letter and an email. That is attachment. That is attachment. That is the same thing. நம்ம ஹிஸ்டரி ஓப்பன் பண்ணிட்டோன்னா எல்லாம் அட்டாச்மெண்ட்ஸ் தான் இருக்கும் இல்லையோ. அட்டாச்மெண்ட் நம்பர் ஒன், அட்டாச்மெண்ட் நம்பர் டூ, அட்டாச்மெண்ட் நம்பர் த்ரீ. அப்போ என்ன பண்ணோம்னா அட்டாச்மெண்ட்டுக்கு யூ ஹாவ் டு கனெக்ட். தட் ஈஸ் கால் அட்டாச்மெண்ட். தியாயதா, தியாயதா மீன்ஸ் கண்டினியூஸ்லி திங்கிங் அபவுட் தட், டுவெல்ஸ் அப்பான் தட் விஷயான். ஒன்ஸ் யூ கோ ஆன் திங்கிங், வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன்? சங்கஹா தேஷு உபஜாயத்தே. Once we go on thinking, meditating upon that object, instead of meditating, I am Pratyagatma, Brahman, Sachidananda, Swarupa, instead of thinking like this, we meditate like as what? Like a mother-in-law. I am mother-in-law. My daughter-in-law is like this. My daughter-in-law is not listening to me. I expect something of the other person to be like this, to do like this. இப்படி தான் இருக்கணும், இப்படி தான் பண்ணணும்னு சொன்ன அதுதான் அட்டாச்மெண்ட். ஸோ சங்கஹா உபஜாயத்தை, ஐ டெவலப் அன் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் டுவர்ட்ஸ் தட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட், திங்கிங் அபவுட் தட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் டுவர்ட்ஸ் தெம் ஐ ரெய்ஸ் அன் அட்டாச்மெண்ட். சங்கஹா மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் எ சென்ஸ் டுவர்ட்ஸ் தட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் வேர் ஐ ஃபீல் எ சென்ஸ் ஆஃப் கம்ஃபர்ட். I develop an attachment towards those objects upon whom or towards which I develop a comfort, no? I feel a sense of comfort. The person or object, I feel a sense of comfort. Adirinda enak sukham. And the feeling sense of comfort is called sangaha. My son is there here with me. I feel a sense of comfort. Next what? My son gives his entire salary into my hand. I feel more sense of comfort. And he inquires, how are you, Amma? And daily he has to ask, how are you, how are you? Then I feel a sense of comfort. Not only son. Once he has got married, then that sense of comfort goes towards daughter-in-law also. I feel a sense of comfort if my daughter-in-law helps me in the kitchen. And she helps me, she has to come and listen. And the what way I want she has to wear the dress. What way I want she has to move with the people, no? Like that, she also feels comfort. Every person, why? Mommy are only, maman are also like that only, brother-in-law also like that only, wife, husband, every person is a sense of comfort when it comes from which I am expecting, I develop attachment. It is supposed to come, a sense of comfort, I develop. Then I start thinking about the person continuously. Then what will happen? Sangat. Because of that attachment, because of that sense of comfort, sangat kamaha sanjayate. I develop more desire. Desire is born. Desire is born. Kamaha upajayate. Kama means trishna, desire. More desire. More desire in the sense what? Let it continue. This comfort what am I getting now, this hour, let it continue for days. Let this comfort may continue for weeks. Let this comfort should continue for months. Let it continue for years. Which is kudare kombu madri. Which nadakada karyam. It can never continue. Impossible. But I develop that desire. What? This comfort should continue, should continue. Once it is not continuing, that comfort goes away, suppose. I am not able to fulfill my desire. I am going to miss that comfort, suppose. அந்த அடையாளம் ஏதாவது தெரிஞ்சா, என்ன பையனுக்கு டிரான்ஸ்ஃபர்னு சொன்னால், சப்போஸ் ஏதாவது ரீசன், சம் ரீசன் ஆர் அதர், ஸோ மெனி ரீசன்ஸ் ஆர் தேர். சப்போஸ் மை டிசைர் இஸ் நாட் கோயிங் டு ஃபுல்ஃபில், ஆர் தேர் சம் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் சம் அப்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன்ஸ் அண்ட் ஐ டெவலப் வாட் நம். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா இஸ் கோயிங் டு கம். Once the desire is not going to fulfill, Lord Krishna hints here, kamaha sanjayate kamat, because of that desire, when it is not fulfilled, I develop krodaha, krodaha abhijayate, anger comes, anger arises. In third chapter also, Lord Krishna beautifully says, in the 34th shloka, third chapter, he is giving very briefly here, Raga Dvesha, the entire Bhagavad Gita is nothing but a psychology, how to handle Raga Dvesha, the study of psychology. The entire Bhagavad Gita is helping us how to handle our raga dvesha. Raga means what? Innamo ragan ragamanu sollindirken nan ragamanna mohan ragamo andha ragam illa. Raga means attachment. Dvesha is means aversion. We always keep some thing in our mind towards which we develop attachments and aversions. I don't like, I like it. What I like, I want. What I don't like, they should go. But many times what will happen? What I don't like, they come. What I want, they will go. Adida kashtama irukkena. It is not in our hands. Appo enna varumna? Aversion. Some people, wherever they go, they give happiness. Some people, whenever they give happiness. Some people, wherever they give happiness. Some people, whenever they give happiness. Adi madri, unpredictable. He says, kamaha, kamat krodaha abhijayate. That obstruction, because of so and so, or because of such and such person, my comfort I am going to lose and therinja, and obstruction caused person irukanleyo avan mele kovam vandunum namakku. We develop anger towards that person. Sometimes we blast, sometimes we don't. Appadi velila kaamikka maatom, ulla kovam vandida aagum. Okay, raga dvesha vyuktaistu indriyan, no, always raga dvesha are bound to be there, Arjuna. But learn how to handle. You have no control at their arrival. Attachment and aversion at their arrival, you don't have control. Krodha also comes. It is not in your hand. Next shloka, Lord Krishna says, Krodha bhavati sammohaha. This is called anger management system. How to handle anger. Krodhat bhavati sammohaha. So what happens here? Anger handle apparam. So anger yen varudhu? Eppadi varudhu? What is the nature of anger? What is the root cause of anger? What Radha Krishna said? Root cause of anger is desire. What desire? Binding desire. What do you mean by binding desire? A binding desire is that if it is not fulfilled, I am disturbed. When I am disturbed, when any desire is not fulfilled, that desire is called binding desire. It binds me. It takes away my shanti. It takes away my mental peace. When that desire is not fulfilled, because I have some expectations. That expectation is the cause for this pain. Once it is not fulfilled, unfulfilled desires all converted into anger. Once the anger is born inside, suppose you are not showing outside anger, what will happen? It is simmering and simmering and simmering and what? It is developing. Like paal boil pannumbodhu appadi mullama varum. Mullama. That is called simmering and what? It is coming up. You are trying to control, you are suppressing. Once it is coming up, you don't want to shout, you don't want to lose your tongue, you don't want to control yourself. And the suppression enna enna theriyuma oru naalukku adu nanna theriyum volcano madri it burst out. Every anger is nothing but a volcano. Once you burst out, it is not one day anger you are bursting out today. It is piled out, not piled and all arranged. Eppo swamini 10 varshathukku munnadi nadandha vishayam adu manasula vechindi. And the anger, everything I'll show and out and burst like anything, we lose our temper. Krodhad bhavati sammohaha. Because of that anger, mind is totally deluded. Sammohaha means deluded. You do not know that time what is right, what is wrong, what to do, what not to do. Once it's burst out, that's all. Over. What is over? You cannot control. It happens. You never plan 8 o'clock, let me get anger. 8:30 p.m. let me get anger. You never plan. We never plan. No, none of us plan. But it occurs. It happens. Because it is a pile and that ullukulla irukkira or frustration. My expectations have not fulfilled. To what extent I want this person must do this. And I am expecting. Even pannamatan chonna adu manakku adu patti namakku even pannamatan theriyum. But even pannuvan and neniche, even pannanu actual and the duty avan it is his duty to do that. You ye pannala pannita na nenichina maari pannliye appuram na nenichina maari panni nenichina maari pannita ana enakku sollaliye adu appuram he didn't inform me. He did it nicely, did it, but he didn't inform. And the inform pannala nu orukulla or uneasiness. Somehow or other we'll manage to get anger. Eppadiyavadhu namakku kovam vandhana. Idella based on our previous upbringing. Puriyadha ipo? Our anger is based on our upbringing. Anna chinna vayasula vandhu nama eppadi valandhom anna mela depend aayirukom. The anger is not just coming suddenly today. The anger is already inbuilt. That is inbuilt. There is a situation to trigger this, your behavior. Situation comes to trigger your nature, your swabhava, it bursts out. That is why whenever a person get anger, when he bursts out, namak puriye puriyadhu, why this person is shouting? Why shouting like this? Shout pannalame ipdiya indha maadhiriya shout pandrathu enna adhu oru thani and thani vidhama shout pannuva breaking things or beating or criticizing others using bad words or throwing things flying in the air and avadiye oru oru vidhama oru oru than oru oru maadhiri. Some people suicide also. அந்த அளவுக்கு போகும் ஆங்கர். இந்த சூயிசைடு பாம்பெல்லாம் வச்சுருக்காருன்னு ஹூ ஆர் தே ஃப்ரஸ்ட்ரேஷன் ட்ரமெண்டஸ் ஆங்கர் டுவர்ட்ஸ் தட் பர்சன். ஐ ஆம் ரெடி டு கில் மை செல்ஃப் அட் டு டெஸ்ட்ராய் தட் பர்சன். வாட் இஸ் திஸ் ஆத்மாஹூதி அப்படின்னு சொல்லுவாள் இல்லையா? தே ஆர் கம்மிங் வித் ஆட் என்ன ஹியூமன் பாம்பு. ஹியூமன் பாம்பு இஸ் வாட் யூ டெல் மீ நவ்? ஃபுல் ஆஃப் ஆங்கர் இன்சைடு. that anger is to such an extent he is ready to destroy himself as well as other person. And the younger anger, they are very dangerous enemy. Cholrar Krishna Paramatma. Sammohaha, sammohat, smriti vibhramaha. I told you, once you put the ball and one step it falls down, it comes down, down, down until smriti nashaha here. Smriti means here, whatever you have received the teaching in the class, you are nitya buddha shuddha mukta swarupaha. Gone, nangyo. Smriti, na. Class le Bhagavad Gita student nan. I am a Bhagavad Gita student, I am a Upanishadic student, I am going to a Swamini class. Idella gnapam irukkad. Swamini avadu Bhagavad Gita, adella solladunga ipona. The people remind us also. Whenever we get anger at home, people remind us, you are Gita student. Enna Gita teaching unna gnapam varada illaya? They want to utilize in this manner, no? Adi varakuda, adi deflect pannanu. That's why they remind us, you are a Gita student, you are not supposed to talk like this. And they expect us. Appa, what about you, Anna? I am not a Gita student, therefore I can... This is a wife and husband, munnadi irukkara sandai. Enakku eppadi theriyum, Anna? Ella solluva, enakku vandha apuram. அவன் இப்படிதான் சொல்கிறாங்க சுவாமி. பகவத்கீதா கிளாஸுக்கு போகிறேன், பகவத்கீதா கிளாஸுக்கு போகிறேன். அதனால என்னென்ன கோபம் வரக்கூடாதா? என்ன ஸ்மிருதி விப்ரமஹான்னு ஐ ஃபர்கெட் அபவுட் என்டையர் பகவத்கீதா அண்ட் சுவாமினி. அது ஒரு ரிலேஷன் இருக்கேன், நான் வேதாந்திக் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் அண்ணன் விஷயமே ஞாபகம் இருக்க. எப்போ அந்த டைமில் கரெக்டாக அதுதான் ஸ்மிருதி விப்ரமஹா. What happened next? Smritir Brahmshat. Once I forget myself, I am Atman Shuddha Buddha Nikta Swarupaha. Tattva Bodha over, Mundaka Upanishad over, Katha Upanishad over, Bhagavad Gita one course over, then second course also. Some students are studying from long time, those students also here. New student ahata, old student ahata. I am not just pointing out any student. This is what happens in Krishna Re Shulrar. Na Shulale. Krishna Re Shulrar. It happens. Okay, and the situation comes, the crisis comes. Smriti Brahmshad Buddhi Nasaha. We lose our discriminative power. Buddhi Nasaha. Can I shout now? Is it necessary to shout? What way I have to express my anger? I cannot think that time. Just I blast. Either I want to take vengeance when the time comes, when the time comes, I will show. I will tit for tat and chulva, vengeance. The frustration, that anger, we can present in three ways, no? Either I shout at that person straight away, or I develop a vengeance, I restore inside once the time comes. After 1 week or 10 days, 1 month later, that vengeance, I will burst out. It's keeping vengeance inside. Ulla kulla kulla kulla, and the pagai en solluvaan illaya, and the ulla kulla, apdi pannitanum, and the pagai, vengeance. In the vengeance illamale, shout pannamale, innum enna theriyumo, ulla kulla, I suffer. I have no vengeance, but I suffer myself inside. I look at myself too inferior. I am useless. I am nothing. I cannot do anything. This is called looking down upon myself. I suffer inside. All these three are wrong. Shouting, blasting at that incident also is wrong. Keeping vengeance inside, when the time comes, let me show that this is not the right time. Anchollaradi adhiyam tappuda. Suffering inside also wrong. What should I do? There is a mood. Either I have to shout, I have to take that future, or I have to suffer. If you do it, how do you handle it? Krishna Paramatma says, you can handle. These are not the healthy methods. Blasting out, or vengeance, or suffering inside, they are not the healthy methods. That is not the proper. You are not a healthy person in artha. Any person, whoever does in these three methods, if they go about their anger, that person is mentally sick person. Every angry person is a sick person. Either it is inside or it you are bursting outside, whatever it may be, either you are keeping at vengeance level, that is a sick mind. A sick mind can never be happy. A sick mind can never assimilate the Shastra. Sick mind can never say that Aham Brahmasmi. Emotionally sick, emotional imbalance. A emotional person who is very weak at emotions. Chinna chinna vishayathuke kannula thanni varum. Chinna chinna vishayathuke I feel upset. Such a person, intellect is totally stunted. His intellect is not agile. He is not available for learning. இதில் வந்து வெளியில் வந்ததுக்கு அப்புறம் தான் நமக்கு டீச்சிங்கே உள்ளே போகும். அதனால ஃபஸ்ட்டு கோர்ஸ் ஃபுல்லாக எதுக்கண்ணா, இதுலேருந்து வெளியில் வரத்துக்கே ஒரு கோர்ஸு. ரெண்டாவது எல்லாருக்கும் இருக்கிறது ஒரு ஒரு லெவலில் ஒரு ஒரு ரேஷியோவில் இருக்கும். இட் இஸ் நீட் நாட் பி எ சேம் டு ஆல் பீப்புள் அட் த ஆல் பீரியட்ஸ் ஆஃப் டைம்னு. So therefore, person to person differs, time to time it differs, whatever it may be, but every person is having emotions. You have to handle your emotions. Beautifully handle your emotions through karma yoga. Karma yoga is the key to handle your emotions. Then you are eligible. That's why Lord Krishna is going to take karma yoga in the next chapter. You know, why Lord Krishna is introducing karma yoga? Because karma yoga is that karma yogi is one who is capable of handling the all emotions, negative emotions, and keeping them in a positive way. Positive emotions. You need not stop your emotions. You need not destroy your emotions. If your emotions are not there, I am like a vegetable, no? I am not a human being if emotions are not there. Emotions are wonderful. Emotions illana, human being is not a human being at all. I need emotions. But at the same time, I should know how to develop healthy emotions. Anger is an unhealthy emotion. It's not good for that person as well as to the family, as well as to the society. Smriti vibhramaha, smriti bhramshat, buddhi nashaha. That intellect is very, very blunt. That's why many people do not have thinking capacity. You know, they are all overpowered by emotions. Because they are attached to one thing or other. That attachment is because a sense of comfort they feel. This is full of analysis. You require tremendous study upon your own mind, upon your own thought. Every thought you have to study. Every thought you have to study. Study your own psychology. Don't study others' psychology. Study your own psychology, your own mind, your own behavior. Your own mind set, how it is changing, fluctuating. Why? Question your mind. A karma yogi is one who check his mind and go bring the alignment between mind, intellect and response. Togetherness, alignment. Manasyekam, vachasyekam, karmaniyekam, mahatmanaha. Integrated person. Such person is called a jnani. Jnani also get raga dvesha. They are bound to be there, but jnani handles in a healthy way, channelizing them properly. Therefore, none of us free from raga dvesha. But how you are handling, how you are responding is the question here. That shows your maturity, your success in your life. But many people are unsuccessful. They have no time to think about themselves. Either they, I told you in the last class, our heart we have given to what? Little bit heart we have given to son, little bit to daughter-in-law, little bit to house, little bit to interior decoration, little bit to our furniture, little bit to our body. Our heart is not with us now. The heart and buddhi. Okay. Smriti bhramshad buddhi nashaha. Buddhi nashad pranasyati. That's why many relations are disturbed. Many relations are very much disturbed because of this kama, krodha, smriti bhramsha, buddhi nashat. So to maintain a healthy relation, either with husband, or with a teacher, or with a brother, or sister, or daughter-in-law, or son-in-law, or with anyone for that matter, we have to maintain a healthy mind. Healthy mind irundada, healthy relations irukkamudiyum. Healthy relation irundada, you are a successful person. Such a beautiful study is given here. Next shloka we will read. Raga dvesha viyuktaistu Vishayanindriyaischaran Atma Vashyair Vidheyatma Prasadam Adhigacchati. The two examples are very helpful in our Shastra. They often quote these examples. One is Shastric example. Another is a Laukika example I'll give. Shastric example is when the fire, it is very feeble, like a flame. A small flame is there. The wind comes, it will put off the flame. The wind, just small, feeble in the wind enough. And when it will put off this flame. That means what? The wind is capable of to stop that flame. Same wind, it helps when the fire is huge conflagration. Same wind. Adhe munnadi fire konchuma irukkumbodhu, it has capacity to put off. And the fire, full. But adhe fire, when it is in a conflagration, it is a huge fire. In the wind, enna pannu? Innu kasta help pannu. The fire will increase further, further, further. Adhe madhiri da, namma buddhi kuda. Namma weaknesses, anger, etc. are, suppose, they are in feeble condition, our desires, not strong, powerful desire, suppose. My desire is not too strong. Very feeble desire, no much expectation. Whether it is fulfilled, okay, it is not fulfilled also, doesn't matter. It is not a strong, powerful desire. I have a small desire. If it fulfills, it's fine. Otherwise, okay. Then my buddhi will go and says, this desire is not good, you can stop this. The buddhi go and buddhi functions there. Buddhi functions, buddhi has got a capacity to handle that desire. When it is in a very feeble, in a bud condition. Suppose my desire is so strong, very powerful, and it is too conditional, and my desire is so deep, intense. If it is not fulfilled, I cannot withstand. And alakur desire, conflagration madri. Dhyayato, dhyanam panni, பசியன் ஷுண்வன் ஸ்பிருஷன் ஜிக்ரன் அஷ்னன் கச்சன் ஸ்வபன் ஸ்வசன் என்ன நடந்தாலும் பார்த்தாலும் எங்கே பார்த்தாலும் அதே தாட் கண்டினியூஸ்லி கண்ணு கூட ஐ எம் நாட் ஏபிள் டு பிளிங்க் என்ன அளவுக்கு அந்த டிசைன் இஸ் ஸோ ஸ்ட்ராங். புத்தி என்ன பண்ணும் தெரியுமோ, இட் ஹெல்ப்ஸ் த டிசைர் டு grow more and more, further and further. Buddhi loses its capacity. Your buddhi helps to that desire, nourish that desire. Your buddhi is overpowered by your strong, intense, powerful desire. There is a place to do crimes. People do crimes. Why? Their buddhi is stunted. Their buddhi cannot function. Therefore, their desires are not controllable. Uncontrollable desires. Unhealthy desires. Therefore, I am the sufferer. Finally, who is the sufferer? I am only. Restlessness, lack of sleep, lack of appetite. All problems will come. And I look at all people like enemies. I cannot trust anyone. I hate everyone. I don't want to mix with anybody. I shout at people. I hate people. I develop distrust with the people. In the la nadakum. And how to come out of that? Appo velila varamudiyadu. You are already doomed. And the doomed condition on the no one can help. That person finally pranashyati anna adida. That person is in such a condition, amma pechu kekamata, appa pechu kekamata, guru pechu kekamata, any elders, well-wishers, none of them can help that person. Finally, drastic failure in the life, everything, varsha kanakla poyidum andukulla, 5 varsham, 6 varsham, 7 varsham, bad habits, addictions, ellame vandidum, adukapra enna, he comes out, ella ponadukapra finally, பாப்பர் மாதிரி பாப்பர் தான் புத்தியில் பாப்பர் என்ன பாப்பர் என்ன தெரியுமா பெக்கர் பெக்கிங் ஃபார் பீஸ் ஆஃப் மைண்ட் பெக்கிங் ஃபார் ஹாப்பினஸ் பெக்கிங் ஃபார் எவ்ரி திங் என்ன ஏ என்ன பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் டிசைர் ஆங்கர். பெஸ்ட் எக்ஸாம்பிள் இஸ் துரியோதனா ஆல் ராட்சசாஸ் ராவண துரியோதனா எல்லாமே. ஸோ ராட்சசாஸ் ஆர் நாட் அவுட் சைட் இன் அஸ் ஓன்லி. Kama, Krodha are two Rakshasars are sitting inside. But a person who knows how to handle them, what will happen? Raga, Dvesha, Vyuktaha. In the fire example, wind example, is Shastri example. But modern example, normal example, Swamiji always gives. A person who want to catch the monkey, you know, people play with the monkey and the breadwinner. Monkey is the breadwinner for him. And the monkey vechindi and the road mele, that person earned money. Paathal epodu. And the monkey listens to this master. Whatever he says, that monkey has to dance. According to that, his words it has to listen and his commands it has to follow. Illana or adi adipa. How he has got that monkey? You know, this monkey he got because he goes where the monkeys are available. In the koncha forest maari irukka edathil pova nariya monkeys irukkuvaanga. All they are very very independent, very very ferocious monkeys are there. This person, he want to catch the one monkey for his survival, and he put groundnuts in a small necked vessel. அந்த நெக்கு ஸ்மாலாக இருக்கும் உள்ள அந்த ஸ்மால் நெக்கடு வெசலில் கொஞ்சம் கிரவுண்ட் நெட்டு போட்டுட்டு அந்த வெசல் வந்து ஹி கீப் இந்த கிரவுண்ட் உள்ளக்குள்ள அந்த நெக்கு மாதிரி வெளியில் தெரிகிற மாதிரி வச்சு அந்த ஸ்ட்ராங்காக ஹி கீப்ஸ் த வெசல் இந்த அர்த்த அண்ட் ஹி ஹைட் அட் த பேக் ஆஃப் த ட்ரீ சம்வேர் அண்ட் மங்கீஸ் கம்ஸ் ஒன் மங்கி கம்ஸ் தேர் அண்ட் இட் சீஸ் தட் ground nuts. It is feeling hungry and it keeps its hand inside the pot அந்த நேரோ நெக்கட் வெசலில் உள்ளே வச்சிடும். நிறைய என்ன கிடைக்கிறது, கிரவுண்ட் நெட்டு. என்ன இட் இஸ் ஸோ ஹாப்பி அண்ட் டுக் ஆல் த கிரவுண்ட் நெட்ஸ் இன் டு ஹேண்ட் ஃபுல்லி அண்ட் ட்ரைங் டு பிரிங் தட் ஹேண்ட் டு பிரிங் அவுட். வரல, ஏன்னா நேரோ நெக்கடு வெசல்னும். ஒன்ஸ் இட் இஸ் ட்ரைங் டு புல் த ஹேண்ட் அவுட் வித் கிரவுண்ட் நெட்ஸ், இட்ஸ் ட்ரைங் 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and by that time this person comes and beat that monkey. He controls, he put a rope to that monkey and he controls. And the monkey ki theriyalam, better to drop this ground nets so that I can take my hand out, I can run away. When the monkey sees that person, immediately it can drop that ground nets and it can go. And the ground nets mele aasha. அதுக்குள்ள அவன் வந்துட்டான் அண்ட் இட் ஹாஸ் லாஸ்ட் இட்ஸ் ஃப்ரீடம். வி ஆர் ஆல் லைக் வாட் மங்கீஸ், வீதர் வி ஹோல்ட் ஆன் டு அவர் பொசிஷன்ஸ், அவர் ப்ரொஃபஷன்ஸ், அவர் ஃபேமிலி மெம்பர்ஸ், ஆர் வி ஹோல்ட் ஆன் டு அவர் பாடி, ஆர் வி ஹோல்ட் ஆன் டு அவர் அன்ஹெல்தி இமோஷன்ஸ். இதுதான் ஹோல்டிங் கெட்டிங் த்ராஷஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஆல் த சைட்ஸ், டிசீஸ், old age and death coming. We are not ready to drop our desires. This is a worldly example. Okay. And the kadha nanna irukke. Bhagavan namma paakkarar. Even vidamaatane. Aavi vittalum. Chaavi vidamaata. Naan da in the house owner. Owner na. Householder. ஹவுஸ் ஓனர் ஹோல்டர் தான். அப்புறம் ஹவுஸ் ஹோல்டர் என்ன ஆயிட்டான்னா, ஹவுஸ் ஹோல்டர் ஹீ ஹேஸ் டு ஹோல்ட் த ஹவுஸ், ஹவுஸ் ஹோல்ட்ஸ் ஹிம், ஹவுஸ் ஹோல்ட்ஸ் ஹிம் ஃபைனலி. என்ன ஹவுஸ் ஹோல்டர் இல்லை, இவன் வந்து ஹோல்டர் ஆஃப் த ஹவுஸ்ன்னு உல்டா ஆயிடுத்தப்பா. பட் கீதா ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இஸ் ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் அலர்ட். ராக துவேஷ வியுக்தைஸ்து ஜஸ்ட் லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா பாரோட் ஃப்ரம் பகவத்கீதா. பகவத்கீதான் லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா பாரோட் ஃப்ரம் கட்டோபனிஷத். ஓகே, நாட் பகவத்கீதா. பகவத்கீதா ஒன்லி வி ஆர் சீயிங். லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா ஜஸ்ட் பாரோட் ஃப்ரம் கட்டோபனிஷத். இன் கட்டோபனிஷத் ஆல்சோ ஆல் தீஸ் கிவன் இன் கமிங் ஸ்லோகாஸ் ஆல்சோ. ராக துவேஷ வியுக்தா யா a person when he is atmavashyair vidheyatma raga dvesha vyuktaha, when his mind is under his control, his desires are under his control, free from raga and dvesha. And the chariot example Lord Krishna is borrowing here. He is not putting that chariot example in it. Just as the driver controls the chariot and takes the chariot carefully, adhe and the slokam he borrows here. A person who controls his raga dvesha. Raga dvesha are nothing but other form of kama krodha. Okay, kama other name is raga. துவேஷக்கு குரோதத்துக்கு அதர் நேம் இஸ் துவேஷா. துவேஷ விஷயத்தில் குரோதம் வரும், காம விஷயத்தில் ராகம் வரும் நமக்கு. புரியல, இந்த காமன்னு ராகம்னு அர்த்தம். காம விஷயத்தில் தான் நம்ம ராகம் டெவலப் பண்ணுறோம். ஓகே, துவேஷ விஷயத்தில் தான் நம்ம குரோதம் டெவலப் பண்ணுறோம். அதனால் ராக துவேஷ உடனே மாற்றிட்டு பாருங்க வேர்ட்ஸ். பகவான் காமக்ரோதான்னு சொல்லிட்டாரு, இப்போ என்ன சொல்கிறாரு, ராகத்வேஷன்னார். வை யூ ஹவ் காட் காம அண்ட் குரோதா? பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ராகத்வேஷ. த ஒன் ஹூ கண்ட்ரோல்ஸ் ராகத்வேஷ அட்டாச்மெண்ட் அண்ட் அவர்ஷன் ஃப்ரம் வேர்னா, ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் லைக்ஸ் அண்ட் டிஸ்லைக்ஸ். ஹூ இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் லைக்ஸ் அண்ட் டிஸ்லைக்ஸ்? வாட் ஹி ஹேஸ் டு டூ? இன் ஆத்மவஷ்யைஹி இந்திரியைஹி இன்னர். When he controls, Atma Vashyena, under his control. Here Atma means reflexive pronoun, under his own control. self-controlled person, whose sense organs are under his control, from where Vishayan Charan Indriyaihi. When the sense organs are moving Vishayas towards sense objects, when the sense organs going towards their corresponding field, he is controlling them, he is channelizing them. Don't go to that side. Kama vadaha, kama bhakshaha, kama acharahana. A person, whatever he desires, he want to eat. Whatever he desires, he want to get it. That is called kama acharaha, kama bhakshaha. Whatever he want to talk, he talks. Kama vadaha. That is wrong. But this person, vasyaihina, is not kama vadaha, but akama vadaha, akama bhakshaha, akama acharaha. He will not go along with his whims and fancies. This is right, this is wrong, he discriminate. No, I should not talk this. I should not desire for this. I should not think about this. And immediately control at manasa, vacha, karmana level. This is called discipline. This is called discipline. Vashyamana here, discipline. Atma vashayi. Control, the discipline through knowledge, through viveka. I should not lose my temper. I should not lose my tongue. I should not unnecessarily go for them. I should not develop desire for them. Wouldn't I withdraw the sense organs from corresponding objects? Raga dvesha, because he is not having raga dvesha towards them. Patru kadiyadu. And the patru irunda the problem. You need not hate the objects. Nam problem irukkirathu not vishayasila. Problem is your mind attachment towards them. Therefore, such a person, vidheyatma, self-controlled one, disciplined one, the one who is integrated. Prasadam adhigachyati, phalam you see. Prasadam adhigachyati, prasadam means he gets satisfaction, tranquility. Prasada means a state of mind. Where all positive emotions are available. Prasada means a state of mind where all positive emotions are available, alive. All positive emotions are. No negative emotion can come and overpower me. I know how to talk, how much to talk, where to talk, when to talk. I know how to eat, what to eat, when to eat, how much to eat. I know how to move, how much to move with the people, when to move. Everything. Like charan, not moving. Moving is no problem. Charan means constantly thinking about that object. Adi irunda, I am happy. Not only persons, not only objects, including our pet dog. Including our dog and cat. Cat, dog. Adukoda patru. Tremendous attachment we develop. Idu manasinude nature. Idilonde vellila varadhu idu oru maha maya jalam. Inda patru angaradhu jalam. Idilonde vellila varadhu andha bhagavan da rakshikanum. Adukida surrender to God. That we'll see in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.